Just a few words about the person to whom it's dedicated, to Ms. Lynn. It's been a Leah Shalom. It's coming up to the yard site. And we feel this is one of the most appropriate types of memorials for her. I'd just like to say a few words about what. There's a fascinating Tonet Ve'Elyo. It says, Pamachas ha'isi oive mimakim lamakim. Elyo says, I was once traveling. Mitza'ani odem echod. I found somebody who knew Mikra, Torah Shebiksav, and didn't know Torah Shebalpeh. And he said, I want to ask you, tell you something. So he asked him two or three things. Vamali, he said, Rebbe, Shnei Dvarim Yesh Ba'ilam. There are two things in the world, Vani Oyhavam Belvavi Avagmura. Two things that I love with an boundless love. The Elohein, Torah of Yisrael. The Torah and Klal Yisrael. I'm not sure which came first. In other words, which is the cause and which is the effect. Torah is very important. Klal Yisrael is very important. They're made for each other. But it's like, for instance, a person has a child and the child marries someone. So you love the new member of the family, but you love him because of the child. So Torah and Klal Yisrael, is Klal Yisrael there to keep the Torah, or is Torah there to bring out the greatness of Klal Yisrael? And he speaks about the Psukim. I'm not going to his teretz. I'd like to try to understand the Hakdama. It's Chazal, and Chazal. It's miderech of a person who's a bardas not to bring in unrelated trivia, and certainly not the Chazal. He said, I met a person who was a little bit of a Talmud Chacham. He knew Torah Shebiksav without Torah Shebalpeh. And here are the things. What's that little introduction? It's a meaningless piece of trivia. What does it say about him that, you know, sometimes you find Chazal, I found Nama Oretz. And there'll be something there about him being Nama Oretz. Here is somebody who's a little bit, yes, Torah Shebiksav with a Torah Shebalpeh, and he asked me these questions. What's the pshat in that? So I think the pshat is as follows. Torah Shebiksav is two separate entities. I am me, the Torah is the Torah, the Torah is read to me, and the Torah is taught to me, and it brings out the best in me, I'm obligated to keep it. And the question of whether the chicken or the egg came first is a valid question, especially based on psukim. Torah Shebal Peh is Klal Yisrael. Omer Yehuda, Omer Meir. Klal Yisrael is Torah Shebal Peh, and Torah Shebal Peh is Klal Yisrael. And it's really one and the same. Yisrael Vayreis Kutvich Chadhu expresses itself in Torah Shebal Peh. And that's why the introduction was that this type of question is appropriate only for someone who's a Torah Shebiksav person. A Torah Shebalpeh person, it's one and the same. There's no such thing as Torah Shebalpeh or Kali Sol, there's no such thing as Kali Torah Shebalpeh. This is who we are and this is what we are. We're not the people of the book. The Goyim understands the people of the book. We're the people of the living Torah. And that's who we are. And that's what Torah Shebalpeh is. It's been a year and a half ago, 2 years ago, when we had Achnas Sefer Torah, Lakov the Lensmans, and I spoke about Torah's Chesed. Mrs. Landesman did not learn Torah Shebalpeh, she not said learn Gemara, she wasn't of that generation, or persuasion, whichever one you want to call it. But she grew up in a home and an environment that was Torah Shebalpeh of the yeshiva world. And she understood that any separation between Torah and Yisrael is artificial. There is no such separation. Klal Yisrael is a klal when they're bound together by Torah, and Torah flourishes when Klal Yisrael interacts with each other. There's a Gemara that says, the Gemara speaks about Igra, the Behilula, Igra de Bay. This, certain events that carry a sort of an extra schar with them. So it says that if at a levaya, the crying is the igra of it, the schar of it. In other words, the emotional hisorus and so on. The Gemara seems to be applying the extras. And one of them, it says, igra de kala. They used to have before the major and tovim, twice a year, people would get together and learn together, and there'd be a drush and so on. And it says, igra de bekala, igra de kala is dochaka. The press of people together. The pashat pshat is that, you know, it's like igra, like the fum tzaira agra. It's difficult, it's a big crowd, and everybody's crowded together, and so on. So that's an extra fum tzaira agra. That's one pshat that many say. Some speak about the kvod shemayim. When you mamlech a melech, when you have a ceremony, a coronation ceremony, a robust and intense crowd is a kavod de melech. A lackadaisical handful of people here and there is not a kavod for the melech. So the deuchika is part of the melech. I'd like to say another knech possibly. Torah shebal peh functions by the interaction between the people. Just like you experience now, you're learning b'chavrusa. It's not just the blind leading the blind. I don't know what this word means. You know what this word means. What Rav Reingold said, he walked around and five different sets of chavrusas had different ways of looking at it. And the next step is to sort of pit one against the other and say, does this idea work better? Does that idea work better? The dochaka of the people, the clash of the people together is what Torah Shebal Peh is. And that's the schar of an event like this. And I think that this type of event is exactly what personifies her life. Her understanding was building a community and building Torah in a community is one and the same. A community of 1,000 people doing their own things and maybe meeting at a simcha to nash on bagels and lax is a nice thing, but there's no real achdus unless people are grappling with the same idea. And when you come up with the solution, that's together. That's when we become one. When we together worked out something and we reach a definition that both of us feel is right because of the dochaka, we're one in that piece. It's a stamma de Gemara means it's the sum total of the tanoim and amoraim working with each other that came up with that. There's one other area where Rav Reingold didn't get to it. He sort of eliminated it to start with, but I think we can add that carries this. Whether or not a katan is mechuyev, so we have a lot of kulis, maybe not, maybe on the raisa, maybe to mafishim, you shouldn't come later and do it, and so on and so forth. There's one area where it's blatantly not true. The Rama Milchas Talmud Torah says, Noshan avodim aptur mitalmud Torah, avol katan, aviv chayev lelam de Torah, shenema lemadatim oisem espenechem ledaber bom. And kashem shechayevon lamed es benoi, kachalam ben benoi, v'loi ben benoi belvad, ala mitzvah kol chochem v'chochem yisrael lamed es kol atalmidim alpi shein abonav. Shenem yishinantum v'necha, which means that. I think the Rambam's, this is the halacha, and I think the point of the halacha falls along that same line. Father and son in Torah is not biology. Father and son is a connection. Biologically, there's a simple connection, but the connection of my understanding and legacy being bound up with the child's understanding is the one of a father and a child. And therefore, the concept of banecha is not a physical child. You're obligated to start with a physical child, but it's any time you want to have avos and banim, and avos and banim, it will be that way dafka. So I guess this is a tremendous, this is what Mrs. Landsman was. And I also would like to make that appeal. I grew up in a shul, Yom Noraim was always appeals and appeals. The first word I knew about a shul was appeal. And I'd like to finish with an appeal. Every person here tasted what it means to create a bond through learning. And there are two ways that we need to take it with us to Yom Ne'orayim, to be on Yom Ne'orayim, and to a lifetime. One is the connection between people to people will always be the strongest if it's built on Talmud Torah. Active Chavrusa learning, there is nothing that replaces it, not in terms of furthering your Talmud Torah, and not in terms of creating real bonds, real Torah bonds. And if we can ask for something, it is foster your own Chavrusa learning, get other people to learn Chavrusa. That is something that will create an infrastructure of Torah and Achdus in a community. And secondly, a child, the actions of a child and what he does and doesn't do is a responsibility. And that's where you have all the questions of at what point does responsibility happen, to what level, and so on. Learning with a child is fatherhood. When you tell a child what to do, that's chinuch, so to speak. That's instruction, that's responsibility. When you learn and are engaged with a child in learning, that is the bond of father and child of Ishinantan Vanecha. It's the Torah bond of father and child. Biological bonds and emotional connections are true about every human being. The special dimension of Avos and Barim Kal Yisrael is this. It's something that, again, if we can appeal to take it away, to take away from us something, if we had a powerful spiritual experience, we need to take it to forge those bonds with others and to forge those bonds with our children. And Be'ez Hashem, if we're able to do that, there is no greater schus for Yom Adin, Yom Ne'orayim, and for a lifetime of Torah and Achdus and Avos and Banim.